Page 78. Unmarriageable. The door opened. Alice's smile disappeared. "Hello," Darcy said. "Is everyone all right?" Alice said. "Isn't there a dinner at your aunt's place?" "All fine, no need to panic." Darcy glanced at the plate of half-eaten dal chawal. "I came to see how you were doing."
"How I'm doing?"
"Sherry said you've had a bad headache since this morning. Raghav said he and you jogged together and it was humid. Could it be heat stroke? Is that oil on your hair?"
"Yes, it is. I was not expecting the Crown Prince of Pakistan to visit."
"I was worried." Darcy sat down. "You're watching Terminator. Is this your first time?"
"No," Alice said rudely.
"This is one of the only films with an even better sequel. Have you seen it?"
"Listen," Alice said, "where does your aunt think you are?"
"Picking up mountain emergency stuff for Raghav. He leaves tomorrow morning." Darcy rose. Then he sat back down. Then he rose again. He cleared his throat.
"What?" Alice said as he looked down at her. "What's wrong with you?"
"Will you marry me?" Alice stared at him. "I love you."
This was so preposterous, Alice let out a hearty laugh.
"My admission is a joke to you."
"Is this a prank?" Alice looked around. "Is there a hidden camera somewhere?"
"Don't be absurd." Darcy crossed the room. "I've tried to get you out of my head. I've tried so hard. I think about you all the time, of how I want your opinion on this book and that film and this work of art and that play. I respect your opinions."
"You respect my opinions."
"Will you, Alice, marry me?" "It's not the wisest of matches," Darcy said dolefully. "In fact, it's a disadvantageous match for me in all respects. Well, except that you're smart, fun, and have a quirky personal style, which I like. And you are not a gold digger. This is the biggest plus of all."
"It is it?" Alice said.
Sonia Kamal, Unmarriageable, 2019.